Before we begin our rather holiday episode and a time of cheer and laughter, I need to pause for a little more serious note. Those of you who know me know I am from Kansas City. I am a Chiefs fan. My parents were down on the parade route cheering on our back-to-back Super Bowl wins. In fact, my mom letting me know she was safe was how I found out about the shootings that happened last Wednesday. I've mentioned Union Station before. We talked about some of its history in a previous episode. Unfortunately, it now has a very dark page in that history. And what should have been a celebration of back-to-back championships, a talk of a three-peat possible, that day has been darkened. I want to do two things right now. I'm going to ask you today to pray for those that have lost their lives, even if this is years later and you listen to this message. Pray for those who lost a loved one. Yes, it was only one person, but that one person mattered. God loved them, God cared for them, and God, that person was a daughter of God. Pray for the family. Pray for the co-workers of the radio station where she worked. We ask that you also pray for those that are who were either injured, either in the shooting itself or the ensuing panic. Some of these include children whose lives will be changed significantly and forever. I ask you to pray for those who may be seeking an answer to what happened, that maybe some of them will find God. The other thing I want to talk about is, Uncle Ben said it best, with great power comes great responsibility. I am thankful I live in a country where we do have the right to bear arms and have the power to possess weapons. But with that power comes responsibility. If you choose to have the power of weapons, please have the responsibility of weapons. Realize the tragic ability that these things have and treat them with respect. Treat them with fear. Not the type of fear where you're afraid to touch them, but the fear of that these things have the power to change lives and possibly end them. Now that we've had our very dark point, let's continue with our episode. The following contains spoilers for What If, Season 2, Episode 3, What If Happy Hogan Saved Christmas? Viewer discretion is advised. Welcome to the Enthusiast Devotional Podcast, a devotional podcast that looks at your favorite fandoms and God's Word and see the treasures that can be found in both. Our prayer is you listen just for these few minutes that it'll help you grow and know the love of God even deeper. I hope that the encouragement that you get from these lessons will help you show the love of God and truly be as enthusiastic about God as your favorite fandoms. You ready? Let's see what we have for today. Welcome back, enthusiasts. We will continue our look into the second season of What If? And today we're going to look at the Christmas episode, What If Happy Hogan Saved Christmas? This episode is a homage to Die Hard. A lot of references are made, a lot of hat tips to it. And this episode is a lot of fun. But But what I want to focus on today is, throughout this episode, Happy Hogan, in doing his best John McClane impression, is sneaking around Avengers Tower, trying to get state-of-the-art security system back online, and also prevent Justin Hammer from stealing Hulk blood. He succeeds, but to a point where they tried to avoid naming him after a professional wrestler. But what I want to focus on is, throughout, as Happy is sneaking around, he goes to places where he thinks he's in the dark. And then the lights come on. Or he thinks he's in the dark and he's not quite as in the dark as he thinks. And he asks the goons, "You can see me, can't you?" And of course, the goons have to nod. What can we learn from this What If episode? Well, there's a lot of things we could discuss throughout this episode, but I do want to focus on that. You can see me, can't you? Genesis 3, God looks around. Where are you? Now, he could see where Adam and Eve were hiding. He could see the foolish attempts that they had made to try to cover up them, their bodies, now revealed through sin. He could see him. They tried to hide, but he could see him. You may think that people are getting away with horrible sin, but it's only for a moment. Sin is for a season. He sees them. But I also like David, the psalmist, when he asks, "Where can I go?" It's easy when I'm talking about going up to heaven. As high as I can go. Some versions translate it as heaven. You're there. But even when you're at the depths of the lowest you can go, some versions translate that part as hell. You're there. So no matter where you are, and think that God does not see you, he does. You can go as far as you think you can from God. And guess what? He sees you. If you've ran away from him, he's waiting with arms open to welcome you back in, ready to help you get back on the path with him, help you get through some of the things that your choices led into. And you think you have nowhere else to turn, but you do. It's God. He's ready, willing, and wants to be there for you. Happy Hogan didn't want to be seen. I hope you do. And if you think that God cannot reach you today, guess what? He sees you. This is David. Be as enthusiastic about God as your favorite fandoms. Be an enthusiast.
Thank you for listening. If you want to join us and join in more of the discussion, please join us on the Enthusiast Society on Facebook. We're also on Twitter and Instagram and TikTok at Enthusiasts. I would especially note the Instagram will usually have verses referenced in today's lesson if you kind of want to do a little more deep dive yourself. This is David. We'll see you next time.